Hey, puppy. Hey, buddy. Well, hello, friends. Hello, indeed. That's just Norm running by a house with a whimpering pup. I think looking for his family. I know those folks. I've known them for years. They usually have many, many cars in the driveway, and I see only one, and the dog is outside crying. So I deduce they are away, and he is in dismay. It's Saturday morning, and the date is December 12th. Nope, wrong. December 13th, 2014. In other words, the date is 12, 13, 14. One of those little fun facts. Makes it easy to remember your anniversary, right? Yeah. In any event, I'm out here with an attempt to get some miles in. My mind is scattered all over the place. I'm thinking of everything and nothing all at once. Let's take this sidewalk over here. It's a little sidewalk along the creek on New York Avenue, which goes to the middle school and the elementary school. My mind is filled with things to talk about, and yet all at once, there's nothing up there. Trying to select what things I will speak upon, which ones I will consider rubbish and throw into the mental trash bin before I enunciate it. Excuse me. Oh, this pace. Oh, my goodness. That's not good. 11 minutes per mile? Woo. Slow it down, Daddy. I think I'm filled with a bit of unbridled.
Distance 0.59 kilometers.
Uh-huh. You hear that? I got the run keeper lady calling out mileage, or I wonder if we would say kilometerage as I run. There's one that I'm almost certain is not a word, but I don't think I've ever heard being addressed before. If you're running in kilometers, do you call it kilometerage? Maybe someone will kindly point me in the direction of that answer, however silly it may seem. I have the runkeeper lady on, excuse me, and the reason I have her on kilometers is just to play around, and as well, it is an ode or a homage to my good friend Carlos of Castillo, my dear friend up in the Pacific Northwest. But to speak further on Runkeeper, which I'm pretty sure you've noticed, and I think I spoke to actually last episode of Walk Breaks, I don't usually have any of the audio cues on while running because it sounds just a bit too annoying. So the reason I turned it on today is because I'm unsure if my newly refurbished and replaced Garmin is going to make it through the run. Yep, you heard me. I don't have any true or unfettered confidence in the Garmin, because as I strapped it on the other day, it seemed like it was trying to catch up to the heart rate, and as well, there was an episode last night with the big G, and the episode was as is follows. I'm planning on going to bed, and I'm planning on going on a run in the morning, so I unstrap this electronic device from my left wrist, and I hook it up to the charging cord. It's a wall plug with a connection for a USB cord, and at the end of it, if anybody is familiar with these things, there is a magnetic C-loop type cradle that the watch nestles in. Done this 1,000 times before. It's a no-brainer. You're hooking up your watch to charge the battery. Well, in the wee hours in the morning, the watch starts to make an electronic noise, like an alarm. I thought, well, whatever it's doing, it'll stop. Maybe I didn't set the alarm settings, and there was a preset wake-up time alarm on there. It'll stop. Well, not only did it not stop, but Mrs. Rosenberg got up and went to investigate. She says she just kind of tapped the face screen, thinking it was, you know, touch-centered or touch-centric, if that's even a word. And it did stop. But later on, as the morning grew, it went off again. Well, not wanting to burden Mrs. Rosenberg, I got up and I grabbed the thing. There's a kilometer. I grabbed the thing and it was making the beeping sound. And it was dark in the room. I couldn't see the face of the watch, so I pushed the backlight button. It did not light up, but instead, the beeping of the watch increased in pace until finally the whole thing just stopped beeping. And what I could not see on the face of the watch went blank. So it died. It died in my arms right there in the early morning hours. Well, I wasn't curious enough to investigate, so I gently placed the device on the nightstand, and I got back in bed just to kind of lie there for a little bit and decide if and when I was going to get up. But wicked and evil thoughts went through my head, like, this damn device. I can't believe I'm having trouble again with the Garmin. I am just so upset. I bought this thing over a year ago. The original one shouldn't have broke. And now I've gone through two refurbished ones. I'm so angry. This speaks to the lack of quality. I mean, all these kind of things are going through my head. So I spoke with myself a little bit more and realized there's absolutely no sense in getting incensed. There's no sense in cultivating these kind of thoughts when these are things that moth and rust destroy. I will evaluate it closer when the weekday comes, call Garmin, explain it to him, and I'll also start to really get in the hunt for another device or even contemplate whether I needed one. So I'm taking you through the thoughts this morning in response to this. So I finally dragged my lazy carcass out of bed, and as Mrs. Rosenberg and I started the morning conversations and talk, I told her what happened to it. She said, "Oh my gosh, that's terrible." And I went and looked at the thing, and I pushed a button, and it started to try to come on again, the flashing screen. So now I'm really baffled. Why is this thing dying while being charged and then coming back on when you push a button? I just happened to pull across a riding lawnmower and two lane traffic to the left of me as I make my way up Patricia Avenue, just south of Union Street, for those mapping. So I walked over to the plug. I said, "Well, let me plug it back in, check the connections." And what I think happened was some way, some shape, some form, the watch may not have been cradled correctly, or the USB cord that plugs into the wall adapter may not have been nestled in as well as it should be. That's the best query I can come up with. So when I plugged it in, it showed that there was 0% charge, and it was beginning to take a charge once I replugged it in and tightened the connections. The thing is, if that was the case, if it was that it wasn't tightly connected, then why did it die? Because when I originally hooked it up to the wall last night, I still had probably 50% battery. It didn't need to be charged even last night. I was just seeking to be proactive. So anyway, I left it on the charger, and it did indeed take a charge around the house before the run. It got up to about 70% charged. But, well, let's give it a try. But in case it dies, then I have Runkeeper. Did you guys follow me? Did that make sense? Was it too long-winded? Was I too detailed? Did it flow despite the noise that changed the ambiance of this podcast? I hope so. I'll summarize. Plugged it in last night, thought I was charging it. Woke up this morning, it made noise, it died. Replugged it in, it took a charge. There you go. Now, there's another thing I did. I sat down with the thing and tried to arrange the screens that I see. So I typically like to have heart rate, distance, pace, and the last field is up for grabs. It can be anything from total time to calories to, there's a lot of settings, but I decided I would set the lower field to cadence, since I'm all about that rhythmic toe-tapping sound of footsteps along the run. However, two things about that. First thing is that the cadence is not showing in that field. And I don't know if I would have had to do something more than select just cadence. When I looked up the actual definition of cadence, it had descriptors like rhythm, pace, sound. When I looked at the definition of cadence in running, it got a bit more precise and exact, where it talked about the actual number of revolutions or footsteps one should be experiencing, what that meant in terms of running economy and form and mechanics, to which mentally I withdrew a little bit in terms of wanting to explore more information about cadence and what it actually meant, what it was useful for, and the technicality. And I mentally withdrew because I didn't want to get into technicalities. I just wanted to feel and hear and note, maybe with a number, the rhythm of the run. Now, loosely I saw that cadence was measured with sports equipment, at least by one of two methods. One can be a foot pod or foot sensor. The other can be in a sports watch like a Garmin through the use of a internal pedometer. That's what I think my Garmin is doing, but I must not have it set correctly. This is turning into the Garmin show, isn't it? So that's been my experience with only a couple hours of consciousness this morning. Running, Garmin, technical difficulties, cadence, rhythm, running economy, form, and
distance 2.33 kilometers.
And kilometerage. Now, I have my Garmin watch set to mile markers. The ring you hear in the back are the 3-1 run-walk ratio timers, and it will signal when each mile is crossed. But again, I don't know if the Garmin's going to last. I think it will, but one never knows. I'm using it to test it and also to utilize the run-walk timer. But more than that, I'll depend on Runkeeper for my final data on this run. I'm a bit sniffy. So yeah, there's that. I'm on the run around 4 p.m. today. The Rosenberg girls and myself and my lovely and beautiful in-laws, Mr. and Mrs. Cruz, Joy and Juan Cruz, will be traveling to Zephyr Hills to attend the wedding ceremony of Cameron James and Samantha, soon to be Mr. and Mrs. Rosenberg. I'll tell you, the excitement is demonstrated by Samantha. She's all over Facebook, she's all over Instagram, and she's doing nothing more than verbalizing how excited she is. Not nervous, excited. She loves my boy. It's evident. It's obvious. They do bicker quite a bit in a fun-loving way, but there's a lot of love there. So, a run followed by a family gathering followed by the close of the day, followed by Sunday, if it is given to me, in which we have a couple Christmas errands to run. We're gonna hold Christmas Day at our house, so we need some additional tables and chairs. And before you know it, Sunday will be over, and I'll be back at the House of Pain Monday morning. See how my mind shoots all the way through the weekend. Looking ahead and projecting, as is my wont, though I fight not to. The temperature today is gorgeous. Right now it's probably about, 49 to 50 degrees. As the young man took a real gamble in saying hello back to me. He looked at me a little awkwardly, but I engaged him. And he took the challenge of human interaction and the meeting of two eyes in a soul instant. Anyway, what was I saying? I was rambling on. Yeah, it's about 49 to 50 degrees, but it's really, really perfect. I'm coming up to Patricia Avenue after having circled on Lexington, for those who are Google mapping, getting a flavor for my trek around the sister city to Stirling, Scotland, otherwise known as Dunedin. It's gonna be a little busy with traffic, but we'll get through it, right? My destination is the Hammock Park Trail. I don't think I'll have, I don't know. I don't plan on circling and covering all of the routes, but more in a linear fashion to continue my south to north trek before picking up the Pinellas Trail and taking it back to the house. So we'll see how much trail mileage and coverage I get. -50 degrees. It's not windy. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. I'm dressed in two cotton short sleeve shirts, a pair of technical New York Jets green practice pants. They're not technical or technically running shorts. And I decided as well, since I'm just mixing up the whole deck of cards today, I'm doing things with no real rhyme, reason, or purpose. I decided to break out the Newton Motion 3s, which, if you remember, I was given for Father's Day this summer, and then one of the lugs broke loose on the bottom, and the American Running Company store contacted the vendor, and they happily replaced them. So with the new replaced pair, I've had them sitting in my closet as a new pair to be worn while I finished running in the original Newtons, which were, I think, ATC or something like that. I never knew the name of them. And I've had them since March of 2014. So those shoes were actually coming up on almost a year. So I decided, for no reason, to put them aside and break in the new shoes. And it's quite a nice ride so far. I have my orthotic inserted and feeling good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Kind bicyclist. Ringing her bell as she come up behind me. I am all about happy faces and interactions along the run this morning. Remember, this is widely scattered thoughts. No rhyme, no reason, just talking to you. No themes, no points of logic. It's just me, just Norm, doing what I do best, just talking. Oh great, there's somebody with a big Patriots jersey hung on the front of their house while I'm running here with my old clumsy cloth Jets regalia. That's a word. Somebody said it to me once. I'm wearing my Jets regalia. I hope some of this wind that I'm facing now is not coming through to you. It's picked up just a tad, but it really isn't anything burdensome. Today, I believe, and maybe it's even over, is the Jeff Galloway 13.1 in Atlanta with the infamous Mr. Galloway and all his friends, contacts, run that community, superstars like Kevin of Gwynn and Jim of Daly. I'm imagining that a great time is being had by all. I wish you all up there in Atlanta seasons and holiday greetings. I made a diligent attempt to listen to the latest edition of the Extra Mile podcast last night as the girls were shopping and I was alone, nestled on my couch with a big blanket. I started that show up. I got through Kevin's initial welcome intro run. Listened to some guy named Just Norm talk about running versus jogging, and then heard such luminaries like Chris Russell, Jim Dandy, some lovely women. I think one was from New Jersey. Can't remember her name. I think one was from Scotland or Wales. There was a lady, I can't remember where she was from, but said that she didn't get the training she was looking for and had to bail on the upcoming race. I heard Susan from Mississippi, and I think that may have been Susan Stout who was sharing about her running and training. Only because, A, it sounded like her, although I haven't heard her voice in many years, and B, it sounds like the only Susan I know from Mississippi, seeing as I ran with Susan and many other folks back in the inaugural Mojo Loco in North Florida. It was Susan Stout, Maddie Hubba, Hubbard, who calls herself Maddie Hubba, Sam from Georgia, Nick of Nick and Dan, Dan, Eddie Marathon, Adam Tinkoff, Steve Runner. Did I say Chris Russell? He was there too. Steve Chopper, he was there. Matthew Swanson, Marathon Chris. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but that's, I think, was the gang. Anyway, Susan Stout was at that run, and I think that was her talking in the Extra Mile podcast. So I got through some of those people. I heard Chris Russell speak twice, but at this point I think I was nodding off and fading in and out for the podcast. I heard him speak once in generalities with a tip. I heard some of those highlights, but I also think he went through a lengthy talk about trail running. I heard gym. I heard some other male voices. I can't remember the name. I probably was drifting in and out of sleep. So I'm going to have to say that I apologize for sleeping. I feel like I got the bulk of the 2-hour episode in. And I will say that I've caught up at least on that podcast. Next, I need to turn to the catalog of... Oh, I heard Steve Hailstone on there. So I need to turn to his catalog. I need to catch up with Jim Dandy, as he has a Sony Digital Voice Recorder and made an episode since getting that. And as well, Carlos. And this little running clock. I got a lot of catching up to do. I guess that's what I'm saying. Well, I've been blabbing here for almost 3 miles. See, I got 35 minutes. I think I'll pause this for a bit. Probably another mile and a half to 2 miles to hit the entrance of Hammock Park. At that point, I thought about turning on the camera. So let me pause this, and we'll talk on the other side. Okay. Fiddling around a little bit here. So what I'm doing is, I'm going to take this walk break just to keep the camera steady. I'm recording a video of the entrance to Hammock Park from the southeastern entrance. I'm also recording my podcast. So I'm about in the middle of a... Well, I'm 4 miles in of what will probably be an 8 to 9 mile run. I stopped recording in suburbia a little while ago and thought I'll re-record when I get to the trail. But I also noticed that I received quite a bit of enjoyment, or I noted quite a bit of enjoyment on the part of the running jackal when I sent him my last video of the park, which I don't think he's seen yet. And Carlos, you noted last time that I had a steady hand.
6.48 kilometers.
I'm sorry, you hear that? I'm doing the kilometer thing too. So now it's time to start running. But anyway, you said that my hand was steady. I was appreciative of that because I didn't think it was that steady. And I did not use the YouTube stabilizer. I've tried that before, but it seems to alter the quality of the video a little bit. So this is now Parish Trail that I'm taking. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through Harris, south on Grant. And what I'm hoping I can do is to give you an idea of the mild elevation on Grant as it hooks around the back of the Hammock Park, and then take you up maybe around Serenity Circle, possibly northbound on Palm, and maybe over the bog where the wooded footbridges. So that's the plan. Depending upon the length of this video, that may not all happen, as I don't want it to be too long. Here's the little metal footbridge, and I'm now turning on Grant, Harrison Grant. So you see, and the sun's in my eyes, so if this isn't a good feel, you let me know. But you'll see how there's an initial downward slope, but then it starts to incline. Can you tell? There it is. And I get fairly winded going up here. And I'm trying not to break my face as I'm looking into the camera to give you, hopefully, a steady view while holding my Sony digital voice recorder, and again, not breaking my face. Can you tell the elevation? Can you get a sense? Look, there's Palmetto Trail. That's where I came from. You see how there's a downward deflection? I don't know how well the camera catches that. Let's get this thing. The sun's in my eyes again, so I'll have to hope that you can see the elevation. There it is. I actually cannot even see what the camera's showing right now because the sun is in my eyes. And I've taken my sunglasses off so that I can see the camera close up. And because I have what's called an astigmatism, which means I'm nearsighted and farsighted. And now that the sun is not in my eyes, I can see. This is almost like a little landing where it levels off. Let's turn back around one more time. Can you see how it's down? I don't know what the numbers are. I know the trails of Mount Doug are much higher or much more elevated. I'm already at 4 minutes on this thing, coming up on five. So I think the plan is gonna be to hook back around the southern edge of Hannah Park, and then I'll take you through a small section of single track, which I don't really know that it's named. It'll take me past Serenity Circle, that I've named just on my own, and over towards Palm Trail. If I was a really good movie editor, and if I really had some time, I would set this to music, but I'm not a varsity player yet. It kind of distracts me from adding to the podcast because I'm concentrating on showing you something. So though I have my Sony Digital still recording, I don't know that I'm adding anything to the flavor of the run and what I was talking about. You see this little single track I'm moving through? Very narrow, very small section. The mild undulation. And now, this little path, as you look ahead, will take me to Serenity Circle. And I think I've videoed that before. So I'm gonna go straight ahead and take you to Palm Trail, which is the main north-south artery of the hammock. It is just too gorgeous for words in experiencing the trail on this flavor of a day. Let's take a little bit of walk where you're seeing some one-dimensional video. I am in surround sound of the senses. I just made that up. And it's really hitting me very lovely. Now, with 7 minutes into this video, I think I'm just going to show you where Palm Trail starts and then shut this puppy down and see if it's even going to be possible to share it, whether it be email or YouTube. Oh, there's something new up here. Put a new recycle can here. So, I'm pretty sure that to my right is... Good morning. Nope, I guess not. To my right is that person running. And it goes to Palmetto. And this is Palm. Let's run this out a little bit here. My hand was slipping off the camera. I had to reposition it. I'll take you around the corner, just close to Kettle's Trail, and then we'll shut this thing off. I guess the idea will be to give you small flavors and sections of the trail so that you can become as familiar with it as you allow me to be with Mount Doug and those surrounding trails. You see, this is the powder sand here. A little bit difficult to get through, but it's just a short stretch. I bet you don't have this in Canada, do you? I don't want it. I would prefer not to run on it, but anyway. This is Palm Trail. This little marker I'll show you is Kettles, which looks similar to Klein that I showed you the other day. There's Kettles. We're going to turn through here, and I've got a 9-minute video, which I never intended for. So, okay, well, I'm on the other side of a pause. I got to thinking, if you're just listening to the show and you didn't know I was recording a video, that last section may not have made sense. You know, just subtract the part where I said, hey, I'm doing a video, I'm recording both. It may not have ebbed and flowed into the podcast from city streets into the trail. Maybe it did. I guess I'll have to listen to it closely if I have the time. In any event, I did look back. I think the video came out surprisingly well. I've posted it to YouTube, and I'll put a link somewhere later. Maybe a link on Facebook, maybe a link to my blog, or on my blog. I don't know. But in any event, I'm back running again. Good morning.
Hi.
Beautiful out, isn't it?
I know it.
This is really a gorgeous day. Enough to wear just a light jacket. These temperatures and these winters in Florida are unparalleled. But anyway, back to the trail. I'm making my way further up Palm. Instead of taking Kettles, I decided to get back on Palm and proceed northbound because I want to catch Skinner up here and take it west to Pinellas Trail, turn around, and head back to the house. I'd like to keep fooling around in an idyllic, lollygagging fashion, but I looked at the time of day when I was doing all the recording, and I realized I don't have as much time as I thought. Enough time to finish this leisurely, but not to fool around. Well, the wedding will start. Hello.
Hiya.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes.
The wedding will start at 4 o'clock p.m., which is probably an hour and a half northeast of Dunedin. So we're going to have to leave probably around 2 or 2:30, which means that I need to get home so that I can shower and shave and dress. And I don't want to rush to do that. By the time I finish these next ballpark 3 miles, it'll be between probably close to 1 o'clock. So, enough time to do it, but not enough time to lollygag around. So, this is kind of my segue into a always looking for such fancy phrases and words. This is my segue into ending the show. That's what I should say. So yeah, I've gotten some street miles, a little trail miles. I'll get some Pinellas paved trail miles, take it on back to the house, go to my son's wedding. I did want to run today, and I did want to share it with you, all of my friends, my brothers and my sisters, in this tremendous Runnet community that I value and am privileged to be a part of. So until we talk again out on the run, this is Just Norm, sending you my love, sending you holiday wishes and greetings, and reminding you that if you've got anything to wager, you can wager it on that we will talk again. Bye-bye.